And away we go here on this... Well, let's see if the microphones are working today. Okay, I think that's a little better. See, you never know with the microphones. You've got to have a microphone that works, or radio just does not work. But here we go. We're kicking off the work week on this Monday, November the 18th, 2019, 14 minutes past the hour, and boy, do we have a show for you today. It's going to be tremendous because next hour we're going to be joined by one of my favorite people. We talked about this a little bit last week. He turned 90 years old this past Friday. Emmy Award-winning actor. You know him from so many roles, from Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show to Santa Claus in the movie Elf, which we see all the time this holiday season. He's the voice of Carl in the big hit movie Up. He's just done so many things. Ed Asner, who turned 90, will be with us next hour, I believe, if everything turns out correctly. And we're looking forward to that. So Ed Asner live next hour, 9:10 to 10 a.m. And anything can happen when Ed's on, because Ed is what you call a very colorful guy. And that's always a good guest. Now, coming up Thursday, I do want to mention this too. Thursday on the Hallmark Channel, because we all know it is Tis the Season on the Hallmark Channel, there will be a new Hallmark movie on Thursday night called Holiday Hearts. Now, I don't know what it's about, but we're going to find out Thursday morning, because Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., we're going to be joined live by Ashley Williams, who is the star of Holiday Hearts, which will air on Hallmark Thursday night. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, here's the thing about Ashley Williams, and I've said this before. Ashley Williams was in a TV series, it's been a while ago now, probably, I cannot believe it's been this long ago. I was in college at the time. I think it's probably been about 17 years ago. I don't know what year in college I was in at that particular time, but it's been a while ago. Ashley Williams was in a television series on NBC that was on Thursday nights. It was only on for two seasons, but the show was called Good Morning Miami, and it was a very well put together, great show. And Ashley Williams was one of the stars. And I can't think of the guy who was the lead, but there was a guy and Ashley Williams, and then Suzanne Plachette from the Bob Newhart Show was also in this show. And essentially the idea behind it, the premise behind this show, Good Morning Miami, was that there was this struggling television station in Florida, Miami. And it was not doing very well. And the guy in the show, I wish I could remember his name. I remember in the television series his name was Jake, but I can't remember what his name was in real life. So anyway, there's this television station in Miami that's not doing very well. And this character, Jake, had just made a station a success somewhere that was not a good station. So television stations all across the country were trying to hire Jake. So Jake's grandmother, who was played by Suzanne Plachette, lived in Miami. So what he did was he said he would go down and take an interview at this station in Miami, this struggling station. So he really didn't want to work at that station, had no intention to work at that station, but he thought, well, I'll go down, I'll interview there, it'll be a free trip to Miami, and he can visit his grandmother, played by Suzanne Plachette. So he goes down to Miami, and he sees his grandmother, and then he goes in to do the interview at this struggling television station in Miami. And while he's there, he runs into this girl, who is the hairdresser at this television station in Miami. This was Ashley Williams. And in the show, her name was... Gosh, what was her name in the show? Her name was... isn't that awful? You forget something like that. See, I can remember his name. His name was Jake, and her name was... I cannot remember. Oh, I'll have to look that up before Thursday. So anyway, Ashley Williams was the hairdresser at this station in Miami. So Jake is down there, and he's interviewing I just about had her name. It was on the tip of my tongue there. Boy, I keep thinking it starts with a B, but maybe that's not right. Anyway, have you ever had a name that's on the tip of your tongue? This name is on the tip of my tongue right now, and I cannot come up with it. Dylan. Her name was Dylan. Obviously not a B, a D, but they rhyme, so we'll go with that. So her name was Dylan. Ashley Williams' character. She's the hairdresser at this station. So Jake goes down there. He interviews at this station, and he's not going to take the job. The station is in ruin. And he gets ready to leave, and he runs into this girl who does hair at the station. And for some reason, they strike up this conversation about love. And do you believe love can happen at first sight and that whole sort of thing. And she kind of touches his hair and says, you need a haircut. And then she just kind of walks out of the room. It's very casual. Well, he falls in love with her. And he goes back and he tells Grandma, played by Suzanne Plachet, that he's fallen in love and he is going to take this job in Florida now that he really didn't want to take, all to be with this girl so he can get her. And he ends up taking the job. And basically the series was about him. Well, the second part of this, which is what made the plot great, was what we learned was that Dylan, the hairdresser, was dating the star anchor at this television station. So Jake could not just ask her on a date because she was dating the star anchor. So basically the series was about Dylan not knowing that Jake really liked her because she was dating the anchor of the television station. And each episode would be Jake trying to tell her his feelings in some sort of way, and it didn't work. It always ended badly. But it was a great series because it had great writing, and it was on for two seasons, and Ashley Williams was Dylan. She was one of the leads in this series. So I'm so excited to have Ashley Williams on Thursday morning, to talk about her new movie on the Hallmark Channel, Holiday Hearts, which will air Thursday night, 9:10. Well, I don't know when it'll air on Hallmark, but she'll be on 9:10 to 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. So we all look forward to Ashley Williams, and that's my memory of Ashley Williams, just so you know, from the TV series Good Morning Miami. All right. Now, I want to talk about my morning here for a second, and Ed Asner coming up next hour. Don't forget Ed Asner next hour. Now, here's my morning. You know, Monday mornings always have to be like this. I don't know why. I don't know if it's in the DNA of Monday morning, but this is the way it goes. So last night, I was coming home probably about 8:30, and it's dark now at 8:30, and I needed to get gas because I didn't want to get up this morning and get gas. So I pull into the gas station, and I'm getting my gas, and I notice that my front tires are a little low because, you know, of the change in temperatures that we've had, and I noticed that a lot of people's tires are getting a little low because of these change in temperatures. So I pull into the gas station, and I see that there are like two or three cars lined up at the air machine. So I thought, well, I don't really want to wait around here. It's 8 o'clock at night. It's kind of cold. I've got my gas. I live close to this gas station. I tell you what, I'll get up early in the morning, and I'll come and I'll get the gas, or the air, because I've already got the gas. So I go home, didn't think anything of it. So this morning I got up about 20 minutes earlier, so I would have time to go get the air. Now, what can go wrong here is what you're saying. Well, here's what happened. So this morning I get up. Now, remember, my tires are low. So you don't really want to be driving on the road when your tires are this low. They were just the front tires. So I get up, and all I have to really do is cross a parking lot to get to this gas station to get the air. So I get over to the gas station. There's nobody at the air hose. So I think, oh, great. I'm in here. This will be wonderful. So I pull up to the air machine, and I leave the car on, and I get out, and I start sticking my credit card in the machine, because all those air machines now take credit cards. And I put it in the chip reader, and it beeps. Nothing happens. So I pull it out, put it in the chip reader again, beeps. Nothing happens. So I pull it out, and I try to slide the card. I'm trying to do all these things with the card. Nothing is happening. The air is not coming on. I'm trying to punch the button. Nothing is, because it's a dual machine. Half the machine is about vacuuming out your car, and the other half of the machine is about air. I'm punching buttons. Nothing will happen. So I run my card through a final time, and it says, card declined. And I thought, well, I know there's money on this card. How can it be declined? So now I'm ticked, because now I'm sitting in this parking lot with rather low tires, which I don't really want to get on the road with. Also, I got to be here at a certain time, and I don't know what to do, because this machine is not taking my card. And then, you start to doubt yourself, and I'm thinking, well, is there something wrong with my card? Is the magnetic strip broken? Did somebody break into my account and spend all my money? Was my identity thefted? What happened here? So I could not get the air, but I think there's no way I can drive all the way here on these low tires until I can get this problem worked out. So I know there's a gas station just a little ways up the road that has air, because I've gotten it there before. But it's the same kind of machine, so I'm thinking, uh-oh, this could be also deadly trouble. So I get out on the road, and I get to the next gas station. And thank goodness I made it there, and I pull up to the machine. Now here, this would happen just as I'm going down the road. I'm going down Route 95, and I get to that spot. I'm going to pull into the Duke gas station. This is where I'm going. And there's that middle lane that you can pull into if you're going to turn into Duke, or you're going to turn into, a turn lane. So I turn into that lane because I want to turn into the Duke, and then all of a sudden here comes this construction truck straight at me in the middle lane. And I'm thinking, why are they getting in the middle lane? Because there's nowhere they can turn to on the left yet, because the light is just beyond me. Now, that's a turn lane, but why are they over so early? So now we're sitting there on Route 95, just kind of facing each other, because I don't want to pull into the lane to get into Duke, because I can't see around this truck now. And Route 95 has such busy traffic, even at that time of the morning, I don't want to turn into an oncoming car if I can't see around this truck. So we're sitting there, and finally this truck, I guess, just decides they've had enough, so they pull back over into the lane they were and go up, and I think what they wanted to do was be in the turn lane to turn into probably the Aldi parking lot. That must have been what they were looking for. Or maybe Lowe's. They might have been going to Lowe's. You know, that just popped in my mind. They might have been going to Lowe's, because that's the turn lane for Lowe's, and it was a construction truck. So they get back where they're going. They've just turned a little early, and I turn into the Duke station there. And I get up to the air machine. There's nobody at the air machine. And I'm apprehensive because, as I told you before, I'm thinking, oh, no, did somebody identity theft my card? What happened here? So I take my card, and I get up to the machine, and I stick it in the chip reader, because they all have chip readers now. And immediately says, chip reader does not work. Chip reader error. And now I think, oh, no, there's trouble. I'm not going to make it here this morning. The tires on the car are going to go flat. It's all over. Well, then it starts blinking, swipe your card. Okay. So I swiped my card, didn't work, swiped it again, didn't work, swiped it again, didn't work. Okay, I'm in trouble. Well, it said swipe it one more, it said cancel and swipe again. So I swiped it again, and the air came on. And I was able to pump up both of my front tires. Now, you're saying, hey, this ended well, what's the problem? Well, here's the problem. I've been now to two air machines already this morning. One at one gas station and one at another. And I've swiped my card several times. So when I'm done today, I cannot wait to see my checking account to see how many times I was charged for trying to pump up these tires. Because I don't know how many times it took it. I don't know if it took it in there like 17 times that I swiped it, took the charges off. You never know when you're dealing with stuff like that. So that's my morning. And to top it all off, I still had some time left because I had stopped early. And as you know, the Duke Station is not far from McDonald's. So I thought, oh, I've had a rough morning. I'm going to stop in at McDonald's and I'm going to get the drink that I like to get every morning. And the line was a little long, but it was kind of moving fast. So I pull in there and I even get in the fast lane. So now I'm in the fast lane where it's actually moving fast. And I get up to the window and I say to the person, I say, I'd like one large Diet Coke, which is what I order every morning. And the lady spits back at me. She says, would you like an order of donut sticks? Now, we had just talked about this Friday, and this has been an ongoing thing with us because we talked about how fast food places and restaurants do not serve donuts. And then last week, I brought to everybody's attention that McDonald's is now selling donut sticks. So now not only is McDonald's selling donut sticks for the holiday season, but now if you order anything, they will try to plop an order of donut sticks on your order. Where in the world does donut sticks go with a diet soda? Now, I can understand if you're ordering coffee. I can understand if you're ordering that cinnamon latte that they have on the menu for the holiday season. I can understand if you're ordering any of their lattes. But why would you want an order of donut sticks with a large Diet Coke? So now I'm wondering, is McDonald's trying to push these donut sticks on people? If you go there in the evening and like order a Big Mac and fries, will they say, do you want an order of donut sticks? Is that like their new dessert? Because I think of donut sticks as more of a breakfast thing. Now, McDonald's has done this with other sweet stuff like cookies and apple pie. But, you know, cookies and apple pie, that can be dessert all day long. So are they trying to give you donut sticks all day long now? Can you get the donut sticks all day long? I don't know. Or are they just trying to do this at breakfast? And it doesn't matter what you order for breakfast, they're still going to try to give you donut sticks. It's a weird world. Does anybody know the answer to this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So I kind of felt like this morning, even though they don't know at McDonald's that I'm talking about these donut sticks incessantly, that maybe there's an omen out there when it comes to this. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You know, speaking of donut sticks, now, here's the deal, okay? This is what I got against America. You know,
Wait. This is what you have against all of America.
Well, I mean these places, these food places.
Okay, go ahead. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Yeah. But you know, these American food restaurants, you know, they advertise all these exercises and stuff on TV and you know, these diets, you know, the keto diet, the Weight Watchers, blah, 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 right? You go into these restaurants, not only just fast food, but just regular restaurants as well. And you know, they're all about this commit to be fit kind of deal, right? Oh, you know, on Channel 6, at Channel 10, all the news. Oh, you know, you gotta get out there and fit to be fit, go walk out in the wild parks and, you know, blah, 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 right? So, but we're not helping. I mean, then if you try to go on these diets, the food is more expensive than the junk food. So, I just don't get it. I mean, our society is going backwards instead of forward. If we're all about commit to be fit, then you need to lower the food so people can, you know, the cost of the food, so people can afford to get commit to be fed and be healthy. I mean, because now, I just heard, now I don't know 100% sure or not, 2021, a lot of the health insurance companies are going to, based on your numbers, like your diabetes numbers, due to your health. And that's what's going to be your rate on your health. So if your health is out of control, you're going to pay a premium out of your union. Which is, I don't think it's right. Because if they're shoving all this junk food, like donut sticks and all this stuff down your throat, you know what I mean? What do you think?
Well, that's true, but I guess what they would say to that, what they would probably say, like I did this morning, I refused the donut sticks. So what they would probably say is, they'd say, you don't have to eat the donut sticks.
No, right, I understand that you can refuse them, but I'm just saying, don't you agree with me or disagree, don't you think the healthy food, like salads, stuff like that, is expensive? Now, you think they want people to be healthy and eat healthy and all this, then lower the cost of the food. I mean, don't skyrocket it and make it, I mean, ridiculous.
Well, it is true.
You know.
It is true that healthier food is more expensive. But now, one thing I would say to that, though, is just because it's this time of year, we as Americans are kind of funny because we do not eat turkey all year round. We only eat turkey at Thanksgiving. But really, turkey is one of the healthiest meats that you can eat, and it's also one of the cheapest meats per pound that you can eat. So I'm not sure why we don't eat turkey all year round.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Is there enough turkeys out there to survive on? I don't know. But I'm sure there probably is. I don't know where we get our... I don't know what that Phyllis on her butterball.
Well, you know, that's coming up. Our annual Thanksgiving tradition, the Phyllis Diller butterball segment, will be coming up here in the next week and a half or so.
That got my growl this morning. You know, I saw that too, and then every time you go on Facebook, they have all these delicious desserts that, you know, really I can't have because, A, number one, I'm a diabetic. But, you know, they just need to come up with, you know, it's my own fault for, you know, watching over the years when I ate probably, and that's why I got diabetes. But you know, you make your own choices. And but I'm just saying, if these companies that make these manufacturing this food, if they could just lower the price on some of the stuff, I think we would have a lot more skinnier people. Because it's so much cheaper to go to McDonald's and get a sandwich than, you know, going to the grocery store and buy all this healthy food because it's so expensive.
You know, but I think there's other things at play there, though. I think one of the things at play is a lot of people don't like to cook anymore. There's a weird thing where people have gotten away from cooking. I think that's partially the problem. And I think another problem with that...
I microwave everything.
Right, so I think that's number one problem. I think people don't want to cook a hamburger at home. It's quicker to go get a hamburger at McDonald's. They don't want to go to the store, buy the meat, take it home, make the patty, fry it in the skillet, have to clean the skillet, put it on the bun. They don't want to do that. So I think that's one of the big problems. And then I think another one of the big problems when it comes to this stuff is moderation. And people don't seem to understand what moderation means, because we're not talking about quitting everything. It seems like people are always all or nothing. It's like I can never have a donut stick again, or I can eat all the donut sticks I want to. And nobody can seem to figure out that, oh, okay, well, if I want a donut stick today, I'm going to have a donut stick, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to have a donut stick every morning this week. And I don't understand why people can't grasp on to that.
Well, you know, I've tried many and many, you know me. I've been on just about every diet out there. And for some reason, you know, it's a mind over matter thing. And I fall off the wagon just... Now, the keto diet, I'm doing okay, but I'm not doing 100%. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. I'm not doing 100% of the keto diet.
Now, what have you eaten in the last few days that was not keto friendly?
Well, I mean, yesterday, I'm going to be honest with you. A lady made some of this homemade, I had like little tiny teeth. I mean, it's not like, I see it 26 carbs a day, because on a keto diet, you can at least have 26 carbs. But this wasn't that good carbs. But it was like a little tiny piece of bread, like garlic bread she made. So I had like a little tiny piece. So I fell off the wagon on yesterday at work when she said, hey, try this. And I was like, you know, I love garlic bread. So I had like a little tiny piece. It's not going to kill me. But, you know, it's just that, I don't know. It's just, I love, you know, my biggest downfall is bread, by the way.
Well, I just would like to point this out. I would just like to point this out. Currently, we are 9 days away from Thanksgiving Eve. And as many people know...
Here we go again.
No, I'm just saying. People who listen to this program know that the Thanksgiving Eve tradition is to go to the Dairy Queen that night and have a blizzard. Now...
I could probably get it small this time.
Well, like two weeks ago, you were all, I will not do it, I won't have it, I can't do it, I'll go to Mc...
Yeah, I
can't...
What's the other thing? That's the problem. I got to watch my sugar. It's not a top of the diet. You know, I got to watch my... Because I'm a diabetic,
yeah,
my numbers were up.
I just want to put this on record, though. Like 2 weeks ago, you said, I will not do it, I can't do it, the numbers are all out of whack, there's no way I'm doing that, I'm sorry, the tradition's dead, it's over, forget it. And I said to you, I said, well, you know, Thanksgiving's still like...
I'm going to do it right now.
Huh?
I never said I was going to do it right now.
Well, you just said I'll get a small one.
I said maybe I can get a small, but I don't know yet.
Okay, well, irregardless, back to where we are. You were totally against it a few weeks ago, and my words were...
Well, because I try to honor my...
hold on. My words were, we'll see. Now, here we are 9 days out, and now you're teetering on, well, maybe I'll get a small one, maybe I can... here's what I... In 10 days, I believe, 9 days or whatever it is till Thanksgiving Eve, I believe you'll be back up at the regular size with the chocolate ice cream and the Reese cups just like you like it.
No, yeah.
Okay, I disagree. I know you. You say that now on the radio, but when you pull up to that window, I know that...
You know, that's the problem, I gotta stay away from that window, because that window is, I'm one of those kind of people that, for some reason, I love food, right? I love food, I love junk food, and if it's in front of my face, I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to neglect it, because I'm already here, so if I can stay away from it somehow, not even go there at all, then I don't have to worry about it.
So, like, if you would have been in the line this morning at McDonald's and would have ordered a large diet and they would have said, would you like some donut sticks, what would you have said?
I don't know. I probably would have said, yeah, give me some.
So, this is kind of like a drug dealer to you, the person who's offering donut sticks to you.
I'm so easy to convince. I try to have willpower. I really do. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been doing okay with the keto diet. It's like a little tiny end piece of the garlic bread. But I mean, like I said, I still need 26 carbs a day. I gotta increase my exercise is what I've gotta do. And I have not been doing that, so I think I gotta join the gym. Because on this diet, you have to do a lot of exercise.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, we heard on Friday, somebody called in and said that there was something kind of shaky with the keto diet.
Really? I didn't hear about that.
Well, somebody called in. I don't really know. I haven't done the research on it. But that there was something, and I don't really know what it is, but that it might not be the healthiest diet in the world. Now, I'm not saying that that's not for me. That's just what somebody called in on Friday and said.
Well, that might be true, because here lately, I can hear my heart beating in my ears. Is that
but
a good
haven't
sign?
You always heard your heart beating through your ears?
No, I mean, seriously, sometimes if I have too much sodium, like, you know, on a keto diet, you have, like, processed meat, like pepperoni or stuff like that, it has a lot of sodium, it makes my heart beat because I have high blood pressure as it is anyway, right? So it makes an increase of that. You can hear like your heart beat and you hear like thump pump, thump pump, thump pump. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a sump pump in your ears?
No, it's like a thump.
Oh,
like
a thump. A thump pump.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your heart is beating in your ears like a thump.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Well, that's...
I can hear... I'll tell you a little story. I was driving down the road last week, right, when this happened, and I thought something in my car was making the noise, and here it was my ear.
Well, see, that's a problem.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So...
And what do you think that is? You think an artery's about to bust in your head?
I don't know. It don't happen all the time. Like this morning, I'm fine. I don't hear it this morning. I heard a little bit of it yesterday. But I checked my blood sugar. I check it often, and then I checked my.
What was your blood sugar running?
Oh, my blood sugar's been running around 125.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah, which is, I got that pretty under control. I mean, I stop eating sugar. I don't eat sugar, you know. I cut back on Taco Bell. I don't have any more Taco Bell. I think that's what I was doing. I was drinking a gallon of chocolate milk.
Now, how often were you drinking a gallon of chocolate milk?
Probably once a week, probably.
Once a week?
Yeah.
That's a lot of chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk. Yeah, that was my downfall. Bread and chocolate milk was my downfall.
You know what? I came up with a thing last night. Now, see, here's an interesting thing. Last night, somebody told, and I hadn't thought about this for a long time. They said that their grandfather or grandmother or something like that, their favorite, I think it was grandfather, their grandfather's favorite cake was German chocolate cake. And that's just not a cake you see very often anymore. You don't see a German chocolate cake very often anymore. And I said that I think I'm going to make a German strawberry cake because all I've ever heard is German chocolate cake. So I think I'm going to try to make a German strawberry cake.
Or what?
Well, because for people to eat it.
Like, you mean for the holidays?
Well, yeah, for the holidays because a strawberry cake to me is more festive than chocolate cake.
Now, are you having a get-together this year for the holidays?
On Thanksgiving?
And Christmas.
Well, probably. I have for quite a while now. That's been going on for years and years and years now. I always like bringing a good fight to my house on the holidays. Maybe you can bring that thump in your head over, and I can maybe think it's like the pipes in the house.
Okay, you said bring my thump in my head over.
That's right. Bring that thumping in your head over, and I'll see if I can hear it. And maybe if I hear it, I'll think it's the pipes.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, no, you said it's very loud.
I mean, in my ear, I don't think you can hear it. I can hear it in my ear.
Well, we don't know, do we? We got to check that thing out. Why don't you get on to the real subject of... You interrogated me on Friday off the air. Now, see, these are the behind-the-scenes things that people...
Whoa, I interrogated you on Friday.
Yes. Get ready. You interrogated me because we had a conversation on Friday morning on the airwaves about... I forget what we were talking about, but it went to the subject of possibly bringing somebody new to Thanksgiving and a girl and love and all this sort of thing. And we talked about, you remember this conversation on Friday morning?
Yeah.
Yes. And as soon as you called me Friday night, off the first question out of your mouth, not hello, not how are you, not how was your day, not what are you having for dinner, nothing. It was, who is this? You didn't tell me about this, and how do I have to find out about it on the airwaves? And you can tell me just between you and me. Now, see, you interrogated me about this thing we talked about on the air.
Oh, because you'd be a quirky.
Well, no, not to mention the fact that while we were talking about it, you started rattling off people's names who, you know, were in the past.
Why? You know, history repeats itself.
History doesn't repeat. No, history doesn't always repeat itself.
We're going to be Armageddon coming.
Armageddon's coming. Why? When you knock back that blizzard on Thanksgiving Eve, is Armageddon coming?
There you go. You never know.
Listen, if Armageddon's coming, why do you care so much about a diet?
No, I mean, I just wanted to be healthy for one time in my life before I die.
Well, you want to get healthy to die then, right?
I guess. That's what you want to call it.
Well, I'm sure the Undertaker will appreciate that when he's cleaning out your arteries.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just talking about that interrogation because I thought that was an interrogation.
Yeah.
Did your depression just set in? What happened? It sounded like you just got depressed all of a sudden.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm at work. I better get off of here.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I think there was some kind of depression there that set in with Sean, unfortunately. But hopefully he feels better as the day goes on. But what do you think? I mean, that was kind. Wasn't that a kind phone conversation I've had with Sean there? We've got about 10 minutes left this hour. It's 10 till. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. You know, I try to be kind, and I try to be supportive of the things he's got going on, because I know that dieting and things of that nature can be very hard. But I do believe he's leaning more toward the blizzard. Now, do you think he's going to eat the blizzard? I do believe he's going to eat the blizzard. I feel confident in this matter at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm talking about food. Give me a minute here. Saturday in the mail, I got the town money saver, and I was going through dance. And when you talk about isolates, like the Klondikes, whatever.
Right.
The Klondikes are made by an outfit in New Jersey. And it doesn't say anything about isolates on it. But out at Grand Prairie Farm Market, you can still get isolates chopped ham.
So there's Isley's. You say
Isley's chopped ham.
Chopped ham
at the Grand Prairie Farm Market.
Isley's chopped ham is at the Grand Prairie Farm Market, but the Klondike is no longer made in.
It's made by an outfit out of New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right. Well, hey, that's interesting. Thank you.
Now hold on.
Okay, I'm here.
And now Tom is listening. He's all the time talking about Curly's bratwurst.
Right.
They have that out there at the Grand Prairie.
They have Carly's?
Carly's bratwurst, yeah. And Tony Paco's, which is up at Toledo.
Right.
They sell beer meat at the Grand Prairie.
So you can get Tony Paco's and you can get Carly's
at
At the Grand Prairie. Now, does it say Carly's Bratwurst?
Right, it says Carly's Bratwurst. C-A-R-L-E, possibly S Bratwurst.
Well, that's interesting.
And then Tony Paco's, you get there. And they have what they call the GP Bologna. But the ICs be zilt. Yeah, I said the chopped ham out there.
Isley's chopped ham. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
All right,
All right, 53 minutes past the hour. Well, now that's interesting, because I have not been out to the, I guess it's called the farm market now, where the flea market used to be, but that's interesting that they have all these different dishes and things of that nature. That's a good thing. I don't know what that thumping could be in Sean's head that he was talking about. I don't know if that's good. You shouldn't have a thumping in your head like that. I don't think I've ever had a thumping in my head like that. I think that would cause a problem. Well, anyway, Do you think I was nice this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, Ed Asner coming up next hour, 9:10 to 10 a.m. live. He'll be with us here, and he'll be talking about turning 90 and his years on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and all those great things. Also, don't forget, Letters to Santa. We're getting this started a little earlier than we normally do. We're on the ball this year. If you want to write a letter to Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you would like to send a Christmas card to the station here, and remember, if you put your return address on the Christmas card, we will send you one back. It's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. Again, that's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. Send us a Christmas card. We'll get one back to you. And you can also write a letter to Santa. Also, the Neighborhood Supper free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street here in Marion. You can enter in the rear. The next big dinner will be December the 10th. All righty. Ashley Williams from the new Hallmark movie Holiday Hearts coming up on this program on Thursday from 9:10 until 10 a.m. So everything's moving here, 55 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say? Does anybody know if those air machines that I was talking about earlier charge you every time you swipe your card, or do they only charge you when you it actually kicks on, when the air machine actually kicks on? Now, also about the donut sticks. Now, should these places be offering you donut sticks all the time when you go in to place your order? Is that a temptation, as they would say? Does that tempt you to want more than what you've already ordered? But isn't that, I mean, it's their job. It's sales, and I guess you do have the right to refuse it. So that's always a thing. I don't know. It's a tough road because I guess you have to have the willpower to say no to those things. I said no this morning because I think I was shocked that they were even offering me donut sticks with a diet soda. I didn't understand what the connection there was. Do you remember when you used to go in places like food places and you would order something and they would offer you something that kind of complemented what you ordered? Like if you ordered a hamburger, they'd ask you if you wanted fries with that. If you would order chicken, they'd ask you if you want mashed potatoes. If you ordered a salad, they'd ask you what kind of dressing you want. See, now if you went in and ordered a salad, they'd say, well, do you want donut sticks with that? Which makes zero sense. We don't understand it. If I had time, we would get out the phone here and we'd make some phone calls, but we don't. And we've got Ed Asner coming up here 9:10 to 10 a.m. this morning, so we don't want to step on that. But do you think Sean's going to eat the blizzard in 9 days? We've only got 9 days until Thanksgiving Eve. Can you believe that? We're 9 days away till the day before Thanksgiving. I love the day before Thanksgiving. And you have three big days there because you have the day before Thanksgiving, which is Thanksgiving Eve. That's Wednesday. Then you have Thanksgiving Thursday. And then you have Black Friday, which a lot of people don't like the name Black Friday. But you know what? It's just a big sales day. It's about the company going into the black. Because if you're losing money, you're in the red. So all that means is that's the day when the retailers go into the black profit margin. That's all Black Friday means. All right. Are you getting ready for the big Black Friday sales? Do people still do that? Or how many stores are starting on Thursday this year? I noticed that a lot of people are starting on Thursday. I'm starting to see these ads creep out the closer we get to Thanksgiving. And I'm also noticing that a lot of restaurants that aren't normally open are going to be open. Certainly the fast food places. I don't believe the fast food places close at all anymore. I think they are open all year round. I remember in Marion when the only two places on Christmas and Thanksgiving that used to be open were the restaurant at the Courtesy Inn and Denny's. Do you remember that? Those are the only places you could actually go inside on Christmas and Thanksgiving, and sometimes New Year's. Now, more were open on New Year's Day, but Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day, the only two places you could go in and have a sit-down meal were the Courtesy Inn restaurant, which is long gone now. The building's gone, everything's torn down, and Denny's. Does anybody else remember that? I remember that well. It's one of those things. 59 minutes past the hour, we're getting excited here. One of my favorite people, Ed Asner, on 9:10 to 10 a.m., the voice of Carl in the big hit movie Up. Also, Santa Claus and the big holiday classic Elf with Will Ferrell. And, of course, probably best known as the role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. And just turned 90 on Friday. I don't know when Ed was last on the show. It's probably been, I don't know, it's been a while. Maybe almost a year. So it'll be fun to visit with Ed Asner after we take this very short but important break for news and weather. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp at 10:10 this morning. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4 and the Mike Wilson Show at 5. Barry attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not been, partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again.